And today is the final day of our fall membership drive. Joining me now is LaFontaine Oliver, the president of your Public Radio Corporation and the general manager here at WIPR. He also just completed his term as the chair of the board at NPR. Hey, LaFontaine.
Hey, Tom. Always great to spend time with you.
So, you know, these fund drives are big deals. I mean, it's really, really important that we get listener support. From your vantage point, not just here at WIPR and WTMD, but looking around the country, you really can't understate how important listener support is.
Yeah, absolutely. In our model, it's easy to forget that available to all does not equal free. Members actually pay in order to make this available for everyone. And so it's sort of this social contract that we kind of have with each other. And it's a wonderful model. I don't think we would have it any other way. But it's important to note that available to all does not equal free, because the work that we do here, everything from the wonderful conversations that you have here on Midday to the fabulous reporting that comes out of our local newsroom here at WYPR to the national programs that we get from, you know, NPR, all of that costs money. And we want to make that available to everyone in our community. And that only happens with community support.
And our goal for today is to finish the fund drive with 600 members. So, and again, the amount that each of those members give isn't so important. What's really important is that people do make a commitment to be a member. Explain to folks, in case they've missed it, how a sustaining membership works and why that is so much a part of what we're doing here and how that helps us out in a real way.
Yeah, Tom, sustaining memberships are really powerful, because what it does is it gives us a reliable base of support that we know is going to be there. It's essentially like other subscriptions where, you know, you let us know the amount each month that you want to give, and that money comes to us securely and reliably each month. And that becomes really sort of a base of support that we can count on, we can budget against, and we know is going to be there. It also is convenient for you as a giver, because your membership never lapses. You don't have to remember, oh, well, when did I last give? Is it time for me to make my next gift? You are always a member. You're an evergreen member. And then it's also, you know, I would say it's sustainable. So, you know, we aren't spending additional money printing and postage and putting things in the mail to renew you as a member. And so all the way around, sustaining memberships are just really, really powerful. And, you know, now they make up a much larger portion of our membership revenue that comes in each year. And that's great, because then that means that when we are doing these fund drives, we can really, really focus in on, as you pointed out, on getting new members in. You know, having 600 new members at any level is obviously going to contribute to our bottom line and help us to meet our obligations. But man, adding 600 additional sustainers, now that would be really powerful.
Yeah, and of course, if you're already a sustainer, the opportunity is there to increase your sustaining amount each month. If you're $10, maybe think about going to 12 or 15. You know, if you're at $20, think about going to 25. It all adds up.
Each year, I up my sustaining membership to YPR every year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a good thing to do. And again, as you say, it's kind of set it and forget it. You can, you know, do it, and it helps us, because we can plan then on knowing that money is coming through. There's a lot going on around here. You're a very busy guy, I happen to know. And, you know, we had the acquisition of WTMD last year. How do you see, what do you see the big headlines about what's happening at your public radio over these last few months and looking forward?
Yeah, if I could sum it up, I would sum it up by saying becoming more important and more relevant in more aspects of the lives of more people here in Baltimore, whether it's through news and information and the growth of our local newsroom, to our partnership with the Baltimore Banner, to a commitment to music, arts and entertainment with bringing WTMD on board. It really is about increasing public service here in Baltimore.
It's an exciting time. And again, it's the final day of our fall membership drive. If you haven't yet become a sustaining member of WYPR, you still got time. We are entering the final hours of the fall membership campaign. Come to WYPR.org, click that donate link to become not just a listener, but a listener contributor. LaFontaine, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
That's it for us today here on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, Dr. Wendy Shaya joins me to talk about her new novel, The Black Cell, and Naima Koster discusses What's Mine and Yours. That's her novel, which has been chosen as this year's Maryland One Book by Maryland Humanities. Thanks to everybody who's helped out so far in the fall membership campaign. We are very, very grateful. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us today and every day on Midday. Have a great day.
This is 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.